The other thing that he presented that was fascinating was looking at the Topo 2. Can you discuss that?
Yes, Topo 2 is on the same amplicon as HER 2, and what he did was, actually Mike Press did it, looked at using fish testing, again, Topo 2, and 35% of the tumors that they looked at were co-amplified for Topo 2 and HER 2, and they've only looked at about 2,000 out of the 3,000 so far, so it's two-thirds done. They said they just got the results Thursday night. So it's preliminary, but it was exciting. And what they found was, overall, if you take all patients and not divide them up into treatment arms, the patients that were co-amplified actually had a better outlook, better prognosis than those that were not, probably because of the treatment effect in that group. Then if you take the patients that were not amplified and look at the three treatment arms, it didn't seem to matter whether they got TCH or ACTH. They did better compared to the non-Herceptin-containing arm. And then if you take the other group, which is a smaller group, it's only 35%, that were co-amplified, and he did show this graph, it was very small numbers. There was no significant difference between those. And he said it, and other people have said it, it's very early data. They still have 1,000 patients to look at. Small numbers there, so I think it's extremely provocative, and I've heard lots of people talking about that at this meeting, you know, how we're going to do this. Are we going to have to check Topo 2 and all the patients? And I'd say right now we need to hold on. We need to get the rest of the data and really look at it more carefully, and also at a time when there are more events on the study, because it's still, again, very low number of events when you're subgrouping into all these different things.
So I guess the idea would be that if it's not amplified, you're not going to need the anthracycline, and you don't need to be exposed to the cardiac risk.
That is what it looks like. I mean, that's the interpretation that a lot of people are talking about right now. And that's actually a great finding. If that's true, then the TCH would be the treatment choice in those patients, because you obviously don't want to expose people to a cardiac toxic agent.